Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Bishop's here. He's our good friend and great member of our Brain Trust. Chris, I need your website, please.
It's improvisingcareers.com, based on my 7 careers so far. I'm working on number 8 now, as we speak.
You're going to get it right eventually, aren't you, Chris, like me?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up or grow old.
I keep reinventing myself, too, but I think I'm done now. I think I'm – I don't know. I might have one more in me, Chris. I'm not sure. But maybe not too big of a – no, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. But after this, maybe one more dragon, maybe a small dragon. So, okay, Chris. Yeah. So we're talking about artificial intelligence. You gave us some great advice in the last segment, folks. I want to help you, and Chris wants to help you, mount a defense. See, Chris, what's going on right now on Main Street, there's a huge vacuum that's been created by the vacation of the marketplace by the big boxes, the legacy retailers. There's a huge vacuum there that has yet to be filled. Amazon is moving hell-bent for light speed to fill it. Small businesses are already there, and I want them to mount a defense of that space and hold them off as much as they can. And your advice is why your advice is so important. Folks, Chris says go find somebody who will sell you a slice of artificial intelligence, like Salesforce or their competitors. Go find who their competitors are. Get a slice of artificial intelligence and learn about how to leverage that so you can mount a defense. Because, Chris, customers don't care whether it's Amazon or you as long as they get the capability that they expect. What are their expectations?
Yeah. And, again, it's just the technology is becoming more and more pervasive. I mean, I think, again, for your listeners, you need to keep in mind that the famous quote by Andrew Ng, who I describe him as, since we're both music fans, Jim, I describe him as the Elvis of AI.
Yeah.
He's a Stanford professor. He's a co-founder of Coursera, the biggest online sort of training company. They deliver MOOCs and SPOCs and mini MOOCs and whatever, you know, massively open online courses. His phrase is, AI is going to become is the next electricity, right? It's going to be pervasive and it's going to be invisible. It's going to impact every business the same way the electricity did. When Edison set up his generator in Lower Manhattan, I actually used to live near where his first site was on Pearl Street in like 1886. I mean, it transformed.
Well, you were his neighbor, weren't you, Chris?
I was his neighbor, actually, yeah. That picture in the attic keeps me young, Dorian Gray. But he's like, you know, electricity transformed manufacturing with the electric motor. It transformed agriculture because you could now refrigerate stuff and send it all over the country and on and on. But so I think, again, your listeners need to keep in mind, AI is the new electricity. So it's already
like deployed. We still haven't learned... It's still in raw form, in my opinion. I agree with you 100% about what he said about electricity, but electricity would kill you when it was in raw form, if you didn't handle it correctly. And I think we're at that point now. We haven't figured out what kind of plastic wrap to put around AI and to keep it safe and productive.
Yeah, well, the good news in that area is that there are definitely lots of people thinking about that, so including Demis Hassabis, who's this young British kid who runs a company called DeepMind that Google bought, and it was his instantiation of AI that beat the Go player, right? The very complex Chinese game.
Yeah.
And one of his prerequisites for selling his company to Google was that they set up like an organization within Google to focus on ethics and morality around the use of AI, and they just set up this. They just did it. I want to say in the past 6 months.
I hope Google will take that seriously and not just not just give lip service to it to placate him.
Yeah,
I think that's what will happen because he's a
powerful character, yeah. And they, you know. He's doing some amazing stuff for them.
Well, that's what we've got to do. We've got to talk more about ethics as we discuss these things. Hey, Chris, you did a great job today. Thank you for the information, for the wisdom, and I hope you come back soon.
Well, I'd love to come back soon. I encourage your audience to think about AI. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. It can improve efficiency and productivity, increase your reach and your business impact.
Chris, I need your website one more time.
It's improvisingcareers.com.
All right. Hey, Chris, I'll see you next time. Good job today. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.